here for more live coverage at 4 o'clock. Okay. We're getting the signal, I think.
Exactly, and it's time for me to go. It's been a pleasure.
Alex, great
and
to see you.
I think it's time for Carrie Underwood.
Run away, run away, run away, run away. tell this crowd is gonna be crazy. Should've known by the way you passed me by, there was something in your eyes, and it wasn't right. I should've walked, but I never had the chance. Everything got out of hand, and I let it slide. Now I'm on.
Yeah. shoes. How you guys doing tonight? We are beyond excited to be here hanging out with you guys for Country to Country. We were here the first year they put on this thing. And to see you guys come back and bring your friends. Wow. I know you guys have been having fun all day long. We're just gonna keep that going. This one's one off my new album and it's called Church Bells. Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with the blue tick hound. But as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of a loyal man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all up.
Take it from
was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the back seat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now,
still
strong tonight. I'm needing me 100 proof, something to erase my mind and rid me of the thought of you. Ain't gonna water it down when I say it out loud. I'm gonna mean it when I'm telling you goodbye. Seeing somebody else, yeah, I never should have failed. Yeah, boy, you're not in the chase. So you look for me, I'm gonna find it. I feel like a razor. Two in the early kind of razor. Stick around, it's almost midnight. You can follow her track. You can try to win it back. Put your miles on the tires till you run out of gas.
Cry. Thank you so much. Woo. It's a bit warm in here, yeah? It's you guys. It's all that energy coming at the stage. It's making my false eyelashes melt off. If I fall off the stage, it's because they've fallen down and I can't see anymore. You guys have to catch me, okay? That's your job. So with this, those last two songs were from my last album, Blown Away. And I had so much fun making that album and doing everything with that album because I felt like everything was kind of dark and stormy and dramatic. So after coming off such a big album like that, I kind of found myself at a place making this new album thinking, what am I going to do? The possibilities are endless and I'm starting over from scratch and I just hope I have stuff to write about and I hope I can find my sound for this album. And soon enough, after writing a bit and after listening to demo after demo, I started finding things that I loved. And it was a bit of a different sound for me. It was kind of grittier and twangier and a little more laid back, not so dramatic, but equally as fun. So these next two songs are from my Storyteller album, and this one's called Dirty Laundry. That lipstick on your car, well, it ain't my shade of pink. And I can tell by the smell of that perfume, it's like $40 too cheap. And there's a little one stain on the pocket of your white cotton gray. Well, you drink beer and whiskey, boy, and you know I don't drink red. Found it over in the corner, wadded up on the bedroom floor. You should have hid it in the closet, you should have burned it, you should have lost it. but the truth remains a mystery. And now it's ancient history. It's a Choctaw County affair. It's just a Choctaw County affair. This is a Choctaw County affair. She has some information that would wreck my reputation and land Bobby back in jail. Now it's best to remember Bobby Schaefer's got a temper like a buckshot grizzly bear. But there's nobody, there's no witness, so y'all go mind your business. It's a Choctaw County affair. It's just a Choctaw County affair. We would live or die hand in hand. And I fancy the A from down Jackson Way. He said he'd see us in the electric chair. But the foreman of the jury told me, honey, don't you worry, it's a Choctaw County affair. Put my lipstick back on. Country girl doesn't go out on stage without her lipstick. Sean, come on. I hope it's just on there, right? I couldn't really see what I was doing back there. It's probably on my teeth and everywhere else. So whenever I started thinking about this whole album and the whole tour and everything, if I was going to call it Storyteller, I really needed to think back to all the incredible storytellers that I grew up listening to on my radio. And I'm so lucky to have grown up with some of the best of the best of the best of the best. And country music is full of incredible storytellers. It's what they do. It's what they've always done. There's a rich, wonderful history of people either telling silly stories. You think of like, "You're the Reason Our Kids Are Ugly." I mean, come on. What other genre of music has titles like that? And then you think of songs that it's like, if you turn on the radio, you get in your car and you're like, "Oh my gosh, this is the story of me. This is my life right there on the radio." So I feel like one name that whenever I talk to my peers in country music about other country music artists, I feel like there's definitely one name that constantly comes up, especially amongst women in country music. And she's somebody to look up to in every way, and her name is Dolly. She's what we want to be. She's who we want to be like. She does it all. She's an incredible songwriter and storyteller and entertainer and vocalist and philanthropist and actress and everything in and around all those words. And I'm pretty sure she is the nicest person I think I've ever met. So she is a fine role model for the rest of us. So we're gonna right now try our best to do one that she wrote and made famous. And then another strong, amazing woman made it even more famous. And her name was Whitney Houston. Now I certainly know that I am not Dolly and I am not Whitney. Nobody is. But we're gonna pay tribute to two extremely strong, important women right now. So I know you know the words. Everybody in the world knows the words. So please, sing it at the top of your lungs. Just have a moment with me. I gotta shake it out. If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I go, but I know that I think of you each step of the way. And dreamed of, and I wish you joy
and happiness. But above all this, I wish you love, and I will always love you. I will always love you. I will always love you.
That one.
A red-dressed middle one caught in a stupid fight. He's wrong, she's right. Ring, ring, telephone, act like not home. Can't hear the tears cry. And the minutes turn to hours, and they're flying like a jet plane. And we'll make it right tomorrow, but tomorrow's not a sure thing.
Let's rock. There are some very incredible, amazing, special, talented people that I would love to introduce to you, London. We're going to start over here with my drummer, Garrett Goodwin. On guitar, woo! Sean Tubbs. On fiddle and vocals, Sydney Perry.
Stop!
singing with some attitude. Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting frisky. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot a whiskey. And right now, he's probably up behind her with a blue stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. From the bottom of my heart for coming out tonight and for supporting Country to Country. We are all so happy to be on this stage playing the songs that we love for you guys. And we wouldn't be here if you guys didn't come out. I hope this is, it's only gonna get bigger and better. And I hope to see all of you guys. I know I'll see all of you guys again soon. Oh yeah.
You said I've been where you've been before. Down every hallway's a slamming door. No way out, no one to come and save me. Wasting the life that the good Lord gave me. Then somebody said what I'm saying to you. Opened my eyes and told me the truth. They said just a little faith and it'll all get better. So follow that preacher man down to the river. And now I'm changed. Stronger than most of us.
blinding stuff. Carrie Underwood, closing our C2C live coverage for this evening. And what a set that was, and guess who's here to discuss it with me right now? Bob Harris. Hi, Bob.
I thought that was fantastic, Paul, wasn't it? Oh, it was so good, and yeah, she had the crowd with her, didn't she? Everybody was going absolutely crazy, and yeah. I was talking with her earlier about the first session that we did with Carrie for Bob Harris Country. And for this session, we commandeered a studio at the top of Broadcasting House, one of the little studios with the skylight up there. Mm. And it was a Radio 4 studio. So they were using it until 12, and they needed it back again by 1 o'clock. So in other words, we had to get in there. They had to set up the equipment. The engineer had to get a sound check done. Carrie had to, you know, perform two numbers. And then at the end of that, we had to break it all down so that it was ready for Radio 4 to take over again at the end of the hour. And I said to Carrie that it was a demonstration of the phenomenal professionalism of her and her crew and everybody connected with her, that we got it done with minutes to spare. It was absolutely brilliant. And in the middle of all that, her performance was sensational. Yeah. So, yeah.
And I mean, she's just advanced with each album, hasn't she? I think this one's kind of a breakthrough, you know, because we were talking about the fact that it's got more songs written by, or co-written by her than I think any other previous record. So,
well, Storyteller is a fantastic lead, isn't it? Listening to her talk about the idea of the album on stage, and the, you know, because that's what country music is, isn't it? The songs, the stories, they're about people's lives. Yeah.